welcome back. It's your host, Alyssa, and this is Walking in the Sun with God. And you know what? It's been a few weeks since I've been on here. I just found myself really struggling, and I found myself in a slump of not knowing what to talk about, and then also getting caught up in the reviews and the plays, like constantly checking that. And I finally just gave it to God. I literally removed the app from the front of my screen so I couldn't see it, and just took some time off. And now I'm back on here. I really just want to focus on doing this when I feel God calling me to do this and put out these episodes, rather than trying to just do it on a schedule. So I actually have my mom joining us on this episode. So do you want to introduce yourself real quick for anyone new?
Hey everybody, I'm Mom.
So without further ado, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to be talking about a verse in Hebrews that I came across this morning that is almost, it's unsettling in a sense. So if you guys want to follow along, if you can, if you can't, don't worry about it. You can totally just listen. So it's Hebrews 4:13, and that says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable." Now, Mom, is that unsettling to you as it was to me when I first read it this morning?
Well, no. And I'll tell you why. It actually brings me peace.
Really?
Yes, because it gives me the hope that, yeah, God sees everything. And sometimes we're like, oh, I don't want God to see that. But it tells me God sees everything. So when there are things in this world that bother me, I know that the Lord sees them.
Okay, I actually like that. That actually makes sense why that brings you some peace. And actually, now that you just kind of explained that, it actually almost gives me more ease about this verse as well, because I can see it from that standpoint now. But I can also see it, as I said, how it can be unsettling, because it's like, crap, God sees stuff I don't want him to see, that I don't even let other people see, that like my sister doesn't even know about. Like, it can probably almost be anxiety-inducing for some people. So I actually want to also break this verse apart, and I'm going to start with the last word, which is accountable. I will admit, I am 17 and had to look that word up in a dictionary today because I wasn't quite sure fully what it meant. And I actually looked it up in an 1800s dictionary, and that's because I've noticed, and this was pointed out to me on a podcast that I actually listened to, the dictionary nowadays has been changed and conformed to the narrative of this world. Definitions have literally been changed of words. And if you want a good example of that huge change, look up the word marriage in an 1800s dictionary versus a dictionary now and see how different the definitions actually are.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so that side ramble is now off to the side. So I looked it up in the 1800s dictionary, and it's a very simple and understandable definition, which is another thing I struggle with. Okay, it gives me the definition. I don't know what half those words in the definition mean, so then I gotta look those up, and then I'm just caught in this web. So I was like, okay, this is a lot easier. So, accountability. The acceptance of responsibility for one's own actions. Simple, easy to understand.
Yes.
So, we are accountable to God. We are accountable to him to take responsibility and ownership for our actions, which can affect, obviously, ourselves. And others around us.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah. Do you have anything to add to that part?
Well, I think that when you start living with the understanding of accountability in your life, you start to do things differently. I, as a parent, feel very accountable to the Lord for how I raise you. And so that has changed my actions, the things I say, the things I do, the things I want to instill in you. The things that maybe I would have done before I had you, I don't do now. So there really is a difference. I think not only with accountability comes responsibility.
Yeah, it's in the definition, the acceptance of responsibility for one's own actions.
And I think about at work, I am accountable. And I accept responsibility for my boss's name, who is on the door of our office. I am accountable to him. And so I take responsibility for the work that I do and the way I present myself to the public because I hold myself accountable to him.
Yeah.
And a standard that I want to meet for him. So I think that accountability can really translate into a lot of different actions or a lot of different ways that we live our life.
Yeah, it's like you don't even realize you're being accountable when you're being
accountable
because you don't think about it. It's just like that's what you do. But it's mm-hmm. But then when it comes to God, it's like people don't want to do that.
Exactly.
And I think this is me speculating over here, and I want to see if you agree. I think one of the reasons people fight so hard against God,
mm-hmm.
fight so hard against that there is a God and believing in God, is because they don't want to be responsible and accountable to someone higher than themselves, because then that means that they could possibly be in the wrong mm-hmm. and have responsibilities and have to say, like, I'm sorry.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want that. They want to be God.
Well, and that's what the flesh wants. The flesh doesn't want to be brought under obedience or accountability.
Doesn't want to be lesser.
Exactly. So if we can live without exclaiming there's a God, then we can do whatever we want. However, the Bible makes it very clear that in the end, at some point, whether it's now or whether it's in the future, whenever Christ deems that to be, there will be a time when we are held accountable for everything.
Yeah, we're going to have to face him.
Now, the beauty is that as Christians, the Bible says there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So your sins are forgiven and there is no condemnation.
Yeah.
So that's the beautiful thing about accepting God's salvation and living in the Lord.
Yeah. So now with that part down, I'm going to start kind of breaking down this verse and kind of going okay. into some discussion with you. So the first breakdown I have is the Lord God, Jesus Christ, whatever you say, is in tune with everything.
Mm-hmm.
He sees you and he knows you, which makes sense. He is our creator. So to create something, you have to know something
mm-hmm.
to be able to create it. So he sees you and he knows you. Every thought he hears, every action he sees, and every desire he knows.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And not only that, but it doesn't surprise him.
That's true, because he's omnipresent, past, present, and future. So it's...
Yes.
It doesn't surprise him.
He's omniscient. He knows everything. He's omnipresent. He is everywhere at all times. So with that, and not only that, but think of it this way. When you were born,
okay,
I knew everything about you in terms mm-hmm. of your makeup. And I knew what you were going to want before you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what you were going to need before you needed it. I knew you intimately in the sense that you were my baby.
Yeah.
And I took care of you and I cleaned you and I fed you and I did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you. And that's in the same way the Lord knows us. He not only knows us like a parent does, but he knows us even deeper because he is our creator.
Mm-hmm.
He gives us a personality that maybe bends a certain way.
Yes.
And so he already knows that because he created you that way.
Yeah, so that, yeah, he created you, so he's going to know everything about you.
Mm-hmm. He knows what sets you off and makes you angry. He knows what makes you happy. He knows the desires he's instilled in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Which is one thing you and I have talked about is, if this is a desire in your life, something that the Lord has given you, then maybe you should look at pursuing it, because maybe God gave you that desire.
For a reason. Yeah.
So as your creator, he knows.
Mm-hmm. Now you got to be careful. Not every desire that you have is God-given.
That's true.
Not every desire is God-given. How to figure that out and figure out, okay, I have all these desires, what's given, what's not. Go to the Bible, go to scripture, and go to God through prayer and really just try to... It is going to be like it's leading through everything mm-hmm. to figure out, okay, this is and this isn't.
Yes. It's discernment.
Yes.
That we talked about earlier, asking for discernment.
Yeah, in like 3, 4, maybe 5 episodes ago.
Yes.
One of those. So my next little breakout piece is, to God, everything is naked and exposed, stealing words from the verse.
Because he knows, he created it.
Nothing is secret.
Uh-huh.
Which I think just stung a lot of people. Nothing is secret.
Nothing is secret, even if you think it is.
Yeah. I know we have heard this because we've said it. Everything gets out eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be thinking, but it won't, because it hasn't. Everything gets out eventually, whether it's here on this earth, or it's when you die and have to face God.
Yeah.
It gets out eventually. Getting out doesn't mean it gets out on earth, it just means it is brought to light eventually.
Exactly.
Nothing is secret, and no matter how hard you try to hide, you cannot. It is not possible.
At least 2 people know, you and the Lord.
Yeah, exactly. At least 2 people know, you and the Lord. And you may think you've hid it so well because your sister doesn't know, your brother doesn't know, your best friend doesn't know, and your parents don't know. But as my mom just said, God still knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's not secret, because a secret is kept with one person, and it's not a secret because nothing is secret.
I think when you start living your life in the view that you are not alone, it's you and the Lord,
mm-hmm,
at all times, I think that changes the way we see things, do things, experience things, because we understand the Lord is watching me. The Lord is with me. The Lord is standing right beside me. So what I'm engaging in right now, he is not engaging in, but he is watching and he's witnessing it.
And I think people should think to themselves, is this something I would want my parent to see?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is no, then you probably should think about, is this something that God wants me to do or wants to see? Because I guarantee the answer is going to be no as well.
Well, it's like growing up, they had a saying, something to the effect of, if Jesus were to come into your house right now, would he like what he saw?
I don't know.
You know? So, and then as you know, young Christians back in the 70s and 80s, it's like, oh no, he wouldn't. Oh, this is horrible. God's going to find us doing bad things. But really, it's like God doesn't have to enter the house. God's already here.
He's already in the house.
Yeah, he already knows.
He knows. He sees it.
Yes.
He hears it.
And that's why we have the Holy Spirit then to testify to us and speak to us,
mm-hmm,
whether good or bad, to nudge us, to say, hey, maybe don't watch that television show. Hey, maybe don't use that curse word. Hey, maybe you shouldn't talk negatively like that.
Yeah, it's that guardrail in your mind.
Yeah.
It's a good way to describe it.
And so God's using the Spirit then, as he's seeing everything, to nudge you.
Yeah.
And that's where the discernment is, and that's where you want to be able to hear that still, quiet voice.
Yeah.
Which sometimes, you guys, I'll be honest, I'm 47 years old, and sometimes I wish the Lord would just take out a billboard to tell me what he wants.
Neon sign, please.
Big flashy neon sign. I had a conversation with someone the other day who was in, they're at least in their 60s, if not older, you guys, and he agreed with me.
Yeah. I'm 17 and I want that already. I'm like, just give me a flashing neon sign right in front of me with bells and whistles and everything.
Yeah. But instead, what you get is that quiet, quiet little
whisper,
and you need to be able to hear that.
Yeah. There was something I saw on Pinterest. I think it was Pinterest. Hearing God's voice. I don't remember the whole spiel, but it was the part that stuck out to me was, why would he need to yell when he can whisper because he's right next to you?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or something to that effect. Yeah. I'm not as wordy and as talented as the people that like put these things out there. But I was like, ouch.
Yeah.
Because it is like, oh, but I still want my neon sign, even though I'm like, no, he's not going to do that because he doesn't need to.
Exactly.
Don't need to shout when you're standing right, or sitting, laying right next to someone.
And he wants our attention.
Yes.
He wants our eyes focused on him. And sometimes that's hard.
Yeah. So So my last point, which we kind of already actually covered in the beginning of this, was just we are accountable to God always. Always. No matter what you say, think, believe, or do, we are still accountable to the Lord. There is nothing you can do to change that.
It doesn't negate him and his authority.
No, it doesn't.
You not believing doesn't negate that.
Because you'll be accountable to him when you die for not believing in him. Like, there's no, there is no possible way around it.
Yes.
At all.
Yeah.
So, that's what I have for this verse. Just kind of three points that come from this verse that I think are very important to realize.
Now, the verses before it and after it that you read to me earlier, I mean, really, it's in Hebrews, and Hebrews is a fantastic book. And it talks about how we have the Lord Jesus Christ to go before us. And so I would encourage everyone, maybe even to read the entire chapter and just really read it in light of God loves you. God has a love for everybody that, and we're not talking, we've been studying at church, haven't we? Agape love.
Yes.
In 1 John 4. And the type of love that that was is wanting the best, the highest and best for someone.
Yeah.
Simply because. And so.
I took down definitions of it. I'll pull them up in my notebook.
Okay. And so with that said, God's love for us, do you have it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's like six ways of saying love in Greek. And the one that comes from God is agape love, which is brotherly love, charity, the love of God for person and of person for God.
Yes. But the actual essence of the love is a pure desire for the best, the highest and best for that person. And when the Bible says God is love, they're saying God is agapos. God is love. It's not his character.
No, he is
love. It's what he is.
It says that in 1 John, that he is love.
So when you read maybe Hebrews, or even if you're interested in reading 1 John 4, read it. Whenever you read the Bible, read it with the eyes of God loves us. God is not here to condemn us. He sees everything, as we talked about today.
There is accountability.
Yeah, there's accountability. But he loves us more than we could ever love our children or our parents or your spouse. And if you haven't really thought about that, think about someone loving you even though they know you completely and they don't condemn you.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage everyone, when you do read the Bible, to read it from that point of view.
Yeah, that he's not, it's not condemnation. It's just accountability, because you still have to realize. Like, we're not condemned by it. But he's like, hey, it's not a get out of free, everyone's happy card. Like, you happy card. You still need to realize that, like, maybe saying this or doing that or thinking that is not, you know, maybe the best idea.
And there is penalty for action.
Yeah, there's consequences.
There's consequences, thank you. There's consequences for actions, and it doesn't negate the consequences.
No.
But because God loves us, there are consequences.
Yeah.
Because God loves us, he'll take us through the consequences. But God is not here
to condemn us.
To condemn.
No. And that is a touchy subject, because then people are like, then I've heard, well, I'm a good person, but I don't believe in God, but why? But if he's a good God, why would I be sent to hell? That's not...
Because he's a perfect God.
Yeah.
And you do not meet his standard as a good person.
Yeah.
One sin. We're born into sin. One sin means you are not equal to God. Therefore, you cannot have a relationship with God until that bridge is gapped. Or that gap has a bridge
there. Has a bridge, yeah.
To bring us to him. And that's where Jesus Christ comes in.
So... yeah, that's a whole nother episode and tangent we could get lost on. But
exactly.
That's all I had for this particular topic for today. Do you have anything else on it?
Nope.
All right, I'm going to close this out in a prayer then.
Sounds good.
Lord, I bring myself and my mom and anyone listening before you this afternoon, and I just pray over this verse, Lord, and I pray that you will just help us to be accountable to you, Lord, and want to be accountable and have that desire to be accountable and to realize that you do know everything, mm-hmm. and that there is no worth in trying to hide or keep secret, because it's already going to be exposed, and it's just going here on this earth, it's just going to cause more damage than good. Lord, please just fill us with your spirit and just be with us as we just continue on through our lives. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us, guys, and we'll see you next time. Hey everyone, I am back. It has been a while since I've been on here. So if you guys don't know, my name is Alyssa and I am the host of this podcast, Walking in the Sun with God. And I recently just took, I think it was like a 2 or 3 month break from podcasting because I came upon a time where I just felt lost. I didn't know what to talk about. I did not feel comfortable just having the same repeating guests being my parents and a family friend of ours. And I just was, like I said, just lost. So I finally just surrendered it to God, removed the podcasting app from my home screen, and just took some time off. And now I am back with this episode and I feel comfortable recording this. And that's what I want to feel. I don't want to feel like I don't know what I'm talking about or I feel like I'm going to hate it when we're done. I just want to be able to just talk about this and have God talk through me and it be his work, not me just like panicking and feeling like I need to get something out there, because that was another issue of mine. I felt like I needed to get something out there every week, and I don't want to do that. That's not how this should be. So enough of my rambling. It is good to be back with you guys, and let's jump right in. So as I said, my name is Alyssa, and I am the host of this podcast, Walking in the Sun with God. And today we're going to be talking about a verse found in the book of Hebrews that is almost scary in a sense. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but I think you guys will understand when I read this verse to you. So go ahead and start your run, hop in the shower, or pull out of the driveway, and let's just get right into it. So like I said, the verse is in Hebrews, and it is Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. Okay, did you guys catch why that was in a way scary? It's scary because it says that nothing in all of creation is hidden from God, and nothing can hide from God, and that everything is completely exposed and naked before him. So yeah, that's scary. But before I fully jump into breaking this down, I want to start with this last word, accountable. Not everyone might know what that word means, and I didn't really knew what it meant either. So I looked it up in an 1800s dictionary, and the reason I do that is because dictionaries nowadays have been changed to conform to the world that we live in regarding a whole bunch of things. Word definitions have been changed to fit today's narrative. And if you want an example of that, look up the word marriage in an 1800s dictionary and then look it up in a dictionary now, and you will see the huge difference in definitions. So I went all the way back to an 1800s dictionary, and it's a very simple and understandable definition. Accountability, the acceptance of responsibility for one's own actions. So you are accepting that, yes, your actions are your own and that you are responsible for your actions. You are accepting that, and we are accountable to God. We are accepting that, yes, he knows our actions, and yes, we are responsible for our actions. So here we go. Now we're going to dive into kind of breaking this apart and breaking it down. The Lord, God, Jesus Christ, is in tune with everything, as I stated earlier. Everything in creation he is in tune with. He sees you and he knows you. He knows you because he created you. He is your creator. So that makes sense that he would know you. He's not going to create something that he doesn't know. What's the point? So he sees you and he knows you. Every thought he hears, every action he sees, and every desire he knows. He knows everything. Everything is exposed. To God, everything is naked and exposed, as I just said, and nothing is secret. That's hard to hear that. We may have secrets and have stuff hidden from our peers, our parents, our siblings, our significant other, whatever it is, but nothing is secret or hidden from God. And no matter how much we try to hide or try to hide a certain thought or action or have a secret, we can't. Everything comes out eventually. We've all heard that saying, and it is true. Whether it comes out here while we're on this earth, or it comes out when we die and we face God face to face, everything comes out. And we are accountable to God always. Not just when we die and we face Him. We are accountable for our actions now, because our actions affect not only us and the course of our life, but they affect others around us. So we are always accountable to God for our actions. And no matter what you say, think, believe, or do, we are still accountable to the Lord. And the reason I really emphasized, or at least I think I emphasized enough to be able to tell, the word believe is because a lot of people who won't and don't believe in God or believe in a God or a higher power or whatever it is, it's because they don't want to be accountable and to responsible to something other than themselves. Because if they are, they are responsible for their actions, for if they're right, if they're wrong. They're responsible for what they do to other people. They don't want to have to answer to something higher than them. They want to be their own God. Does that make sense? Because it makes sense to me. Like, part of it, that's part of it. It has to be part of it. Because you are accountable to God. We are accountable to God. And that means that we are lesser. We are lesser. We're not the highest thing. And a lot of people hate that. So that is this verse. That's this verse broken apart. It doesn't have to be this heavy, multi-hour long conversation. It just has to be understandable and straight to the point. And I really hope that's what this episode is. And if it isn't, please let me know. Leave a comment. And I normally don't say that. I'm normally not into the leave a comment and leave feedback, but I am on this because I want to know that this is understandable and that you're understanding this verse and where I'm coming from and how I see it and the importance, or not how I see it, but how it's to be seen and the importance of it. And also the realization as to why some people fight so hard against God. So that is what I have for you guys, and I will see you next time. Hey everyone, I am back. It has been a while since I've been on here. So if you guys don't know, my name is Alyssa, and I am the host of this podcast, Walking in the Sun with God. And I recently just took, I think it was like a 2 or 3 month break from podcasting, because I came upon a time where I just felt lost. I didn't know what to talk about. I did not feel comfortable just having the same repeating guests being my parents and a family friend of ours. And I just was, like I said, just lost. So I finally just surrendered it to God, removed the podcasting app from my home screen, and just took some time off. And now I am back with this episode, and I feel comfortable recording this. And that's what I want to feel. I don't want to feel like I don't know what I'm talking about, or I feel like I'm going to hate it when we're done. I just want to be able to just talk about this and have God talk through me and it be His work, not me just like panicking and feeling like I need to get something out there, because that was another issue of mine. I felt like I needed to get something out there every week, and I don't want to do that. That's not how this should be. So enough of my rambling. It is good to be back with you guys, and let's jump right in. So, as I said, my name is Alyssa, and I am the host of this podcast, Walking in the Sun with God. And today, we're going to be talking about a verse found in the book of Hebrews that is almost scary, in a sense. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but I think you guys will understand when I read this verse to you. So, go ahead and start your run, hop in the shower, or pull out of the driveway, and let's just get right into it. So, like I said, the verse is in Hebrews, and it is Hebrews 4:13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he is the one to whom we are accountable. Okay, did you guys catch why that was, in a way, scary? It's scary because it says that nothing in all of creation is hidden from God, and nothing can hide from God, and that everything is completely exposed and naked before him. So, yeah, that's scary. But before I fully jump into breaking this down, I want to start with this last word, accountable. Not everyone might know what that word means, and I didn't really knew what it meant either. So I looked it up in an 1800s dictionary, and the reason I do that is because dictionaries nowadays have been changed to conform to the world that we live in regarding a whole bunch of things. Word definitions have been changed to fit today's narrative. And if you want an example of that, look up the word marriage in an 1800s dictionary and then look it up in a dictionary now, and you will see the huge difference in definitions. So I went all the way back to an 1800s dictionary, and it's a very simple and understandable definition. Accountability, the acceptance of responsibility for one's own actions. So you are accepting that, yes, your actions are your own and that you are responsible for your actions. You are accepting that, and we are accountable to God. We are accepting that, yes, he knows our actions, and yes, we are responsible for our actions. So here we go. Now we're going to dive into kind of breaking this apart and breaking it down. The Lord, God, Jesus Christ, is in tune with everything, as I stated earlier. Everything in creation he is in tune with. He sees you and he knows you. He knows you because he created you. He is your creator. So that makes sense that he would know you. He's not going to create something that he doesn't know. What's the point? So he sees you and he knows you. Every thought he hears, every action he sees, and every desire he knows. He knows everything. Everything is exposed. To God, everything is naked and exposed, as I just said, and nothing is secret. That's hard to hear that. We may have secrets and have stuff hidden from our peers, our parents, our siblings, our significant other, whatever it is. But nothing is secret or hidden from God. And no matter how much we try to hide or try to hide a certain thought or action or have a secret, we can't. Everything comes out eventually. We've all heard that saying, and it is true. Whether it comes out here while we're on this earth or it comes out when we die and we face God face to face, everything comes out. And we are accountable to God always. Not just when we die and we face him. We are accountable for our actions now because our actions affect not only us and the course of our life, but they affect others around us. So we are always accountable to God for our actions. And no matter what you say, think, believe, or do, we are still accountable to the Lord. And the reason I really emphasized, or at least I think I emphasized enough to be able to tell, the word believe is because a lot of people who won't and don't believe in God or believe in a God or a higher power or whatever it is, it's because they don't want to be accountable and to responsible to something other than themselves. Because if they are, they are responsible for their actions, for if they're right, if they're wrong. They're responsible for what they do to other people. They don't want to have to answer to something higher than them. They want to be their own God. Does that make sense? Because it makes sense to me. like, part of it, that's part of it. It has to be part of it. Because you are accountable to God. We are accountable to God. And that means that we are lesser. We are lesser. We're not the highest thing. And a lot of people hate that. So that is this verse. That's this verse broken apart. It doesn't have to be this heavy, multi-hour long conversation. It just has to be understandable and straight to the point. And I really hope that's what this episode is. And if it isn't, please let me know. Leave a comment. And I normally don't say that. I'm normally not into the leave a comment and leave feedback, but I am on this because I want to know that this is understandable and that you're understanding this verse and where I'm coming from and how I see it and the importance, or not how I see it, but how it's to be seen and the importance of it. And also the realization as to why some people fight so hard against God. So that is what I have for you guys. And I will see you next time.